The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Picnic is going to be back later in the summer. Kylie, the one and only Kylie, headlining Sunday. Calvin Harris on the main stage on Saturday night. Noah Kahan on Friday. Melvin Bragg is the managing director of Electric Picnic, and he's with me now. Melvin, are you a happy man, a relieved man? It's finally out there in the public realm.
Yeah, well, it's Melvin Ben, not Melvin Bragg. I wish I had Melvin Bragg.
Oh, sorry. My apologies.
That'd be another day.
I'm not going to hang anyone else out to dry. It says Melvin Ben here in front of me. I say Melvin Bragg. That's my fault.
No, no problem at all. Yeah, no. I mean, no, it's wonderful to be out there, actually. It's wonderful to be out there with these incredible headliners, to be honest. And, you know, just for people to be talking and looking forward to the picnic. It feels like spring's here. The summer's definitely coming.
When you're looking at acts for like a massive festival like this that's kind of been in the calendar now for so long, do you kind of pick them thematically? Is there certain styles you go after kind of that fluctuates year on year? Or is it a case of like, who are just the biggest people we can get in 2024?
Well, it's not quite as random as the last point there, Kieran, but it's very much a, you know, just trying to, you know, piece together a lineup that we think will work for the Electric Picnic audience. And, you know, the Electric Picnic audience is a pretty broad audience, actually, when you think about it. And, you know, the age profile, I mean, there's babies there and granddads there. And, you know, we want everybody to be there like that. It isn't that, you know, we don't want to be a narrow audience in that sense. So, we're looking at shaping a lineup that I think, actually, whether you are a young 'un or whether you are a little older, you know, I think everything's there for you, to be honest. And I think if you know, Noah Kahan, obviously top of the world at the moment. I mean, literally everybody wanted him to play festivals this year. The only festival that he's chosen to play anywhere in Ireland or the UK even. Is the Electric Picnic, and wow. We're delighted with that because he's the top of the tree in that sense. He's really hot at the moment, and you know, obviously Gerry Cinnamon supporting him. It'll be a great night that night, and you know, Calvin, you know, has been wanting it for a long time in that sense, and you know, finding the right date that works for him and all that sort of stuff. You know, really challenging, but what a party, what a show that will be! That'll be a show that'll blow people's minds because he doesn't. He doesn't deliver a little. He delivers fully. That'll be an amazing show. Codaline before, you know, Calvin, you know, fantastic. Fantastic Saturday night, I think. I don't think it gets much better than that. And then Ray leading into, you know, Kylie. Ray, what a year for, you know, for her so far. And, you know, amazing to be playing the picnic, I think. And then, of course, you know, Kylie, just the Sunday night, it's going to be glorious, actually. I mean, it's going to be fun. It's going to be happy. It's going to be, there'll be a sing-along. There'll be songs. And I just think it's a wonderful booking for us and a fantastic booking. And so, we're really happy. You know, it does feel really special for us in that sense of it. And that's before you start going down through, you know, the rest of the lineup. I mean, you know, I've got to talk about the Wolf Tones because, you know, literally, I'm going to say in 2022, nobody was talking about the Wolf Tones.
No.
Nobody. And, you know, we chatted long and hard about it last year about whether it was whether we should, you know, bring them back and whether we should put them on and what stage they should go on. Because, you know, they hadn't played for a while and we just didn't know. And we put them on the second stage. My God, it took over the festival. It was incredible. And so for me, it was a must that they came back and a must that they played the main stage so that as many people can see them in what is their definitely going to be their last ever, you know, year of performing live. I mean, we're delighted that they've chosen to come back, actually. But, you know, across the board, we're really chuffed.
Yeah, listen, I guess one of the strengths of the festival is how it has managed to continually reinvent itself. And as you say, there's something for everybody there, all ages. Possibly Melvin, even Melvin Bragg, were he to be there, I think, you know?
I think even Melvin would come over and enjoy the weekend, I'd say.
I'm sure. Listen, in our time, you know, maybe down in the Mindful stage, you could have them doing a history podcast or something that could record
a history,
live.
Indeed, I can see somebody that listens to the BBC occasionally as well.
Listen, we appreciate the time, Melvin, and thanks a million for joining us, Melvin. Ben, Mairead Ronan is with us as well. Mairead, a Kylie super fan, I understand.
I am a huge, huge fan, and I hope Melvin can hear this and hear how much of a fan I am. I haven't been to Electric Picnic since before my middle child was born, so I'm going back maybe 8 or 9 years since I've been there. And Electric Picnic has always been on the first weekend. The kids go back to school, so it's just never worked out for me. And
yes,
this year, I flirted with the idea of going, yeah, it's on in August, like, we should look at going. But that thought just went out of my head. And today, I just wanted to cry because I don't have tickets. I got a text from a friend saying, Kylie, and then a crying emoji. I got a dicky tummy immediately because I thought she had died. That's it.
Oh,
I didn't realise she was headlining Electric Picnic when I got that text message.
I'm glad you checked it before you took to social media. Kylie, yeah, R.I.P.
Yeah, oh my God, yeah. So, I mean, my tummy has recovered some hours later, but I've grown up being a fan of Kylie. I was 8 years old when she released Kylie, the album. I saved up pocket money and I got to buy it in January of 1989. I remember buying it. It's in my hand right now. Can you hear me? That is me holding that vinyl in my hand right now. And I've just loved her all the way through her different eras, from when she had a perm and was Curly Kylie and all the, you know, bubblegum pop stuff that she did, the I Should Be So Lucky, the Locomotion. Then when she got a little bit cooler with other songs like Better the Devil You Know, and then into the 90s when she became really cool, like just so, so cool with all of her tunes. And then right into her indie kind of sound. She left the pop behind her and wants to go in a different direction.
Followed her through that?
Oh my God, like, I really love the song Where the Wild Roses Go. And in that, one of the lines in it is, my name is Eliza Day. My daughter's called Eliza. I mean, it was going to be a throw-up between, I wasn't going to go with Kylie, but I went with Eliza. What is that song? So I've loved her. And she's one of those, I'm going to call her an artist, and some people wouldn't like that because, you know, she's a pop princess. She's an artist because she's gone through so many different musical eras. And she's just gotten better and better and better. She's going to be 56 in May. And I think last year, the greatest song in 2023 was hers. And that was Padam Padam.
Yeah.
It still is. It is such a brilliant tune. I would do anything. I would clean toilets at Electric Picnic to be there on Sunday night.
Oh, well, I hope Melvin is still listening because he's probably looking for a few toilet cleaners. You wouldn't have called your daughter Charlene, no?
No, I wouldn't know Charlene either, as much as I love Charlene and Neighbours. But no, we went with Eliza. That's a good one.
It is a good one. And listen, it's great to hear the excitement. And I know it's excitement that is shared up and down the country. Certainly plenty of people in this office got pretty excited. Maybe a few had a turn in the stomach as well when they got a message, if they got a message like that one. Again, I'm just thankful nobody took to social media before finding out what had happened. Mairead, I hope you get a ticket. I hope Melvin is still listening and can sort you. Sure.
I'm still listening to you, if you can hear me.
Help me.
Mairead Ronan, Kylie superfan, Melvin Ben, Managing Director of Electric Picnic. I hope I haven't put you in an awkward position now, Melvin. Mairead has your number. She'll be in touch. Listen, thanks a million, both of you, for being so sporting. Have a great weekend as well.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.